Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Chris and Amy show, hour two. Thank you for being with us today. We got three. Then the Gas House Gang at 12. At 12:30, Silver Slugger Alec Burleson will be on the show.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. He's done really well for the Cardinals since he has been here, and we are going to talk to him at 12:30, Claiborne, Pauly, and me. We've got Scott Jagow from the KMOX newsroom, who's in with us now. He loves the horsies. Do you like Clydesdales in the same way you like the race horsies?
I think they're gorgeous animals.
Yeah.
I mean, they're twice the size or 2.5 times the size of a thoroughbred. So that's like 20. Wow. So, but I have a funny story. You brought it up, so I have to tell the story.
Yeah.
I took some family members on a little tour of the Budweiser facility in Soulard, and we did the Clydesdale one where you get to go see them. And
yeah.
So the
I love those tours.
The tour guide, this girl, I think she had just started.
Oh, no.
And we got to the question phase, and someone asked, how much do Clydesdales weigh? And she looked at this kid with a straight face and said, they weigh more than 100 pounds.
That's awesome.
And I was standing there. She was serious. I mean,
oh,
she,
no.
And I felt bad. I did not correct her. Later, I did go up to her and whisper and say, hey, they weigh a lot more than that. They're like 2,500.
Yeah, 25.
They're a ton.
That's really.
Literally.
They're gorgeous.
Funny.
They're gorgeous animals. I mean, they're slow. So, you know, they're not running with thoroughbreds, but they're beautiful.
Could a Clydesdale...
She's not wrong. They do weigh more than 100
That's
pounds.
True. Technically, she was correct.
Could a Clydesdale beat up a racehorse?
Probably.
Who would win in a fight? Who would win in a fight?
I would go with the heavyweight there.
Well, what if the racehorse could, you know, outrun the Clydesdale, run it in circles, and it would tire him out?
They're all prey animals, so they would just run away as best they could.
Oh, that's true. Do horses get eaten a lot by tigers and stuff?
Sure. I mean, in the wild, yeah. They're prey animals.
Interesting.
They're not predators.
I actually have never
That's why they run in packs. So what they do on the racetrack is for them. What are their predators?
They're natural predators.
I guess it depends on where they live, but I would assume, you know, big cats would be among
but
them.
But horses and cats don't live in...
That's
zebras.
Wondering. Do they...
Huh? Zebras live with big cats.
Yeah.
Are they mountain lions, maybe?
Hey,
what is going on?
Hold on, Scott. Is a zebra actually
a zoologist?
Hold on. Scott, is a zebra actually a horse?
Yes. They're from the same family.
Yeah, obviously.
They have the same
that's not obvious.
Equus
So there are bobcats and mountain lions in areas where there could be wild horses. Like, there really are mountain lions out west.
Oh, mountain lions.
Yeah. There are.
There you go.
Yeah, that would
there,
be a big cat. It's not like a tiger is attacking a paint horse.
So bears, I guess
this,
bears.
Okay, I will say something interesting here about this, even though I'm not a zoologist or an equine expert per se.
This maybe is why people
in this
don't
building,
trust the news.
Yes, you are. This building, I might be the equine expert. And this is horses can see behind themselves. So that's why their sight is like 270 degrees.
Oh, interesting.
Because they're prey. So they have, in the wild, they have to. This is why you never, ever stand behind a horse.
They'll kick you.
They will kick you. And that's why they'll kick you, because they can see you.
Yeah.
So
that's
your PSA for today.
And that's why
don't stand behind a horse.
That's why they wear the blinders.
So they look forward.
They look forward.
And they don't get spooked.
Blinkers, by the way.
Scott Jago.
Blinkers?
They're called blinkers, yeah.
Scott Jago has three good things. He roams St. Louis with us and always chats with Stu Max. So what do you got for us this week?
I wandered into the Cathedral Basilica this week in the West End. Have you guys been there?
I have, but it's been a long time, and I will say, it transports you to another world. I believe it is the largest mosaic in the Western Hemisphere.
It is, as far as I know, still to this day.
Wow.
It's an incredible place. Have you been there, Chris?
I have. Long time ago.
Like, if it's too expensive for you to go to Europe right now, you can't do it. That's expensive. Go to the Basilica.
It's free.
This is how beautiful it is. I know that high schools will do, if they ever go like on an art field trip, they will go through the Basilica.
Tours, and it's just gorgeous. It took 76 years to make all those mosaics.
Wow.
They have 4.1 million pieces of glass, tiny, tiny pieces of glass. There are 7,000 different colors represented. It is just remarkable. It will take your breath away. You will be in awe. It's gorgeous, and I highly recommend it. But the reason I went there this week is because there's a new book by John Gunther about the history of the Basilica. He also wrote one about the arch. It's good stuff. There's lots of photos in it. Recommend checking it out. Anyway, that's why I went there.
Love it.
Now, for Chat with Stu Mac.
Yes, because this one you wouldn't tell us.
Yeah, I wanted to. So, have you guys had Jiffy peanut butter?
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Jif.
Yes.
It's not Jiffy.
It's Jif peanut butter.
Ding. So, most people say, when you say, have you had Jiffy peanut butter, they're like, of course I have. But there is no such thing as Jiffy peanut butter. It's Jif.
And then there's Skippy.
There's Skippy.
Yes.
But this is the Mandela effect.
Yes.
Do you know about the Mandela effect?
I can't wait to hear about it.
I do. You don't know about it? He knows.
He knows about it. Anyway,
he's
the Mandela effect
dumb
is...
for the listeners.
many, many people thought that Mandela had died in prison.
Yeah.
Because there was a health scare. And in fact, he, of course, got out of prison, became the president of South Africa. But people remember seeing his funeral in the 80s, and that did not happen. So we just kind of explored a chat with Stu Mac some other examples.
Yeah.
So let's do Star Trek, Beam Me Up.
Beam me up, Mr. Spock.
Lock on transporters. Beam us up.
Beam us up. Quickly.
Beam us up home.
Prepare to beam us up, Mr. Scott. Beam us up, Mr. Scott.
What?
No one ever says beam me up, Scotty, ever in the show. So that's one. That's an example of, that's what we represent as what happened. There are various, there are various things that are similar. How about Mr. Rogers? It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine?
Everyone says it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. That's what
he
said.
Can you play that again?
Say it. Play it.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful
I never
day
knew
for
it was this. I would have bet my life that it was the neighborhood.
It's a collective false memory, which is the Mandela effect. Since you said play it again, Casablanca, play it again.
My baloney.
What the hell? Oh my gosh, what is going on?
Good morning.
Dr. Lecter, my name is Clarice Starling.
That's the one. Okay. That's the one where everyone thinks he says, hello, Clarice. He never says, hello, Clarice. He says, good morning. But
he
says,
Silence of the Lambs.
Oh.
This is not a movie you would like.
No, I wouldn't like it, but okay, you finish your story because I have a fun fact.
It's like the fifth one down on my list. It says, play it again.
Oh, see boy.
It? Play it once, Sam, for all time's sake.
Everyone thinks, she says, Ingrid Bergman says, play it again, Sam.
Yeah.
She says, play it once, Sam, for old time's sake.
Does Humphrey Bogart not say play it again, Sam?
He does not.
She's the one that said it,
but it was, that's not what she said. She said what you just heard. There was a movie made in the 70s by Woody Allen called Play It Again, Sam. But it was never said in Casablanca.
What's it called when George W. Bush thinks that he used the word strategery, but he didn't? It was SNL making fun of him, and all these years he thought
that's
he actually
Mandela.
Said it.
I think that's Mandela.
I think that's a Mandela effect in his brain.
Isn't that amazing?
We kind of think
really
it is.
Really amazing.
For a lot of these, it's a collective misremembering. Yeah. For example, Fruit Loops on the box. How is it spelled?
I think I only know this because I
is it two O's?
Love it.
Yeah, it's two O's.
Yeah.
But most people think it's fruit, the word fruit. It's two O's.
I think it was a few years ago that I realized it was Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
So I always go, Fruit Loops.
Another big one is, what's his name? Stu, he's like, I can't believe that I fell for this or think this, but Sinbad never played a genie in a movie called Shazam, but so many people think he did. There was a movie in the 90s called Kazam, but that starred Shaq O'Neal.
Yeah.
But we think, as a collective, that there
was
a movie.
Genie.
No, he was not. Yes.
Scott, have you seen that viral clip? It's like this guy, he has a safe, and in the safe, it's a pair of Fruit of the Loom shorts with the cornucopia.
The cornucopia. That's another one. People think it has the cornucopia on the logo of Fruit of the Loom. There's no cornucopia. It's just fruit.
Was it?
It's just fruit.
That's why it's not cornucopia of the loom.
And here's one from a texter. It says, Darth Vader never says, Luke, I am your father.
That's true. That's another one.
Wait.
He never addresses. He doesn't say, Luke, I am your father.
He says something like, no, I'm your father.
Yes.
That's what it says.
Yeah.
So there's these, you know, like the Monopoly man doesn't have a monocle.
See, some of these, though. Some of these did change and rebrand over different.
Well, people did it, not necessarily the companies that are behind the original. Cheez-Its, they're just called Cheez-It.
Mm-hmm.
There's no Z or there's no. I mean, it doesn't matter, but it's funny that people think.
Just think of how
certain way.
Well, they could have done if they did say Cheez-Its.
Okay, Oscar Mayer. How do you spell Mayer?
M-E-Y-E-R.
True.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R.
A-Y.
M-A-Y.
I would have sworn it was M-A-Y-E-R,
maybe if I had
too.
To sing
I think
it,
I knew that.
I think if I sang it, I would have known.
It looks on the logo like it should be M-E-Y-E-R to my eye. But I went back and listened to that commercial. By the way, that's Andy Lambrus, who was 4 years old in 1974 when he sang that song on the fishing dock. Do you remember this?
No.
Well, have you ever seen that commercial?
I'm sure I have. Yeah.
He's just sitting there with his fishing pole singing about Oscar Mayer. He's 56 years old now.
Didn't the guy write the song the night before it was due or something?
I didn't
or
get that
far in my
research.
Or it was like the night before
research,
a contest.
I love that.
I think it was the night before the contest.
I mean, it's a very catchy tune, and now I've probably put it in people's heads all day. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm very happy.
It's not the, I have a structured settlement and I need cash now. No. Call J.G. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
We have a texter who says that Lecter says, hello, Clarice, on the phone at the end of the movie. He does not. He says, well, Clarice.
Yes.
Have the lamb stop screaming. That's what he says. But in one of the sequels, he says, hello, Clarice.
Well, what people have done is create videos. In fact, they're called. Yeah. There's one site called Mandela FX. And what they do is, I watched it and I was like, oh, he does say hello, Clarice, when she walks up to his cell. And it was dubbed. Because then I watched the original, and he says, good morning. That's all
so
he says.
So I will say this. Do you know who... Oh my gosh, the guy that played Hannibal Lecter.
Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, Anthony Hopkins styled or who inspired how he played Hannibal Lecter.
I've heard this.
I have too, and I don't remember.
Hal from Mystery Science Theater
3000,
when he goes, don't turn me off, Dave. And he said he would watch that, and he styled from not Mystery Science
actually,
Theater, Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
From Space Odyssey.
Okay.
Who said, "Don't turn me off, Dave," that. And Anthony Hopkins said he watched that movie and he was inspired for Hannibal Lecter because it was just this emotionless machine.
Yeah, monotone voice.
And that's wrong. It was, "Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener," was written in 1 hour, late one night.
Oh, was it?
I mean, it shouldn't have taken that long, you know?
What is the story behind that? Like, what kind of influence was this person under to say, "I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener. I wish I was.
Because everyone would be in love with me." That's why.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's in the song, Scott.
I think it's an amazing song in hindsight.
He wrote it in 1 hour, in one night, the day before, because he had only heard about the contest the night before the entries were due. He said he was scrambling for ideas. He heard his son say that he wished he was a, quote, "dirt bike hot dog," which was a 1960s slang for being a cool kid. I am going to use that, a dirt bike hot dog. This is a great story.
This is not really what we're talking about, but if we are talking about inspiration, I can't really describe it to you, but go look up, if you have not seen it, Scott, the alleged inspiration that Heath Ledger used to create his Dark Knight Joker character was from an interview with Tom Waits. Tom Waits was on, I believe, the Dick Cavett show.
That is.
And this one particular appearance, if you watch it and then go back and watch Dark Knight and Heath Ledger, you'll go, "Oh my God, it's uncanny." It's really cool.
Interesting.
So Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Three Good Things, Roaming St. Louis.
Three Good Things, Roaming St. Louis, Hancock and Kelly, Johnny Rabbit. You know what? I missed the email that this past Sunday, was Johnny's birthday.
Oh.
So I am going to make it up to him on Sunday.
Yeah. There you go. All right.
Yeah, you got to do that.
Sunday morning, 6:30
to 9:30
on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contrast. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, the monkeys are going to be a lot more than shocked, Ranj.
Well, what happened? Was that an abrupt end? What happened?
I remember the monkey truck that tipped over and then the monkeys escaped and yeah. There was the mom that saw the monkey in her yard and she shot the monkey.
Okay.
Shot the monkey.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And initially it was reported that the monkeys were infected with all sorts of infectious diseases like hepatitis C, herpes, AIDS, COVID, and they said, no, the monkeys weren't infected with all of that.
But the monkeys were fine.
Well, the reason why they were worried about these monkeys, they did come from the Tulane National Primate Research Center. Now,
Louisiana?
Louisiana. Yeah. And the TNPRC breeds, confines, and experiments on nearly 6,000 monkeys annually, infecting them with COVID, anthrax, botulism, monkeypox, AIDS-like viruses, and other deadly pathogens. It is a high-risk bioagent lab. It was established by Dr. Fauci's NIH division in 2010, and funding was recently renewed, even though the RFK had said that they were working to cut primate labs. The funding continued. So that's important to know. Well, they said the monkeys weren't infected with these diseases. However, some body cam from the police that showed up on scene when the truck tipped over was a little concerning.
You have to shoot it. They can't get away. You have to shoot it.
So the police, the guy talking is from the research lab. That's not the police officer. The police officer asks him, hey, what do we do with these monkeys? And that was, again, the lab guy saying, you have to shoot it. You have to shoot it. And the police followed up and actually asked, well, what if we can capture it alive? He said, no, you have to shoot them. You have to kill all of them. And I don't know if that's one of those things where, well, I say I don't know, I'm guessing, that you just can't take a chance.
I bet it's that.
You can't take a chance. An abundance of caution where we're pretty sure these guys don't have AIDS and Hep C. But yeah, not only did you can't take a chance with the diseases, they were also, they said, very aggressive. Which, of course, they're wild monkeys that are being tested.
I would assume that what we're talking about here is they couldn't take the chance. Because they probably don't know on the scene precisely everything right. That these monkeys have. And so they're just, hey, out of an abundance of caution, we have to kill them. Not like the lab got a hold of them and said, here's what the problem is. Here's what all these monkeys have. So you better kill them if you see them. I bet they were just being safe. Because you have to, you know, I mean, if it's possible they could hurt people, then you have to take care of it. Right. And it's too bad for the monkeys.
Yeah. No, you can't.
I'm sorry
you can't
about the risk monkeys.
That. Even if, like, taking, like you said, the diseases out of it. Wild animals are aggressive. That's how they're supposed to be. I mean, it's a wild monkey, and you can't risk it. And that's why I'm on the mom's side. And that's why everybody was on the mom's side when the monkey was in the neighborhood and her kids were playing outside and she shot the monkey. Because she said, what if my neighbor's kids were playing outside and this monkey attacked them? You know, you got to watch out for your kids first.
Do you remember when we had a texter when we brought up this story last week, or was it earlier in the week, who said they would drop kick a monkey? I don't think that's nice.
Was that you who said
it
that?
It was not. It was.
Are
we
you
had
sure?
A,
it
no.
sounds on brand for
no,
you.
No, we had literally a texter to 314-436-7900 who said, I would drop kick a monkey.
That's rude.
Right?
You can't do that. Not to a monkey. First of all,
monkeys are strong.
They're strong, but also they'd be too difficult to drop kick. You know what I mean? Have you tried drop kicking? It's hard enough to drop kick a regular ball that's meant to be drop kicked.
Right.
But you could never
drop kick a moving monkey.
Oh, no. The guy just texted in. Is that what? I just saw the text.
Which is?
The drop kicking the monkey guy.
Yeah.
He said he was right.
I don't think it's... Here's what the texter says.
No, I don't think you should.
Guys,
it appears, read it.
It appears I was right. You have got to drop kick the AIDS monkey.
Okay.
I don't think you do.
Unless it's a euphemism for shoot, Yes, because like they said, these monkeys may have had diseases. At the very least, they were aggressive and could attack. We had a 314 who I think is on the opposite side of the spectrum here with how to handle the situation. They said, couldn't you just give them a bunch of bananas? But I don't think that solves
the
problem.
That's not how it works.
I don't think it solves the problem.
Come on, man. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji, leave the monkeys alone or shoot them. But not at the zoo.
Just stop letting the monkeys escape.
That's
except
right.
For the monkeys in North Carolina who are the makeup monkeys who escaped. And I bet they looked pretty nice for their night on the town. They're the makeup monkeys. Those are the ones that should escape.
You talk about the makeup testing monkeys?
Yes.
Yes. I would like to know who tests the shampoo on the monkeys.
They're putting the lipstick on. They're like, you know how monkeys do the kissy face?
Oh. Sean Malone from the KMOX newsroom has a development on our sheriff. I'm sorry, my
sheriff,
who is currently in jail. We'll get that update when we come back on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm leaving.
It is
today.
The Chris and Amy show on 104.1 FM KMOX. And it is time to go to the newsroom. Kind of. Our intrepid Mr. Sean Malone is out on a story. He is covering things for St. Louis. He is keeping you informed. And he is with us now on KMOX. What's up, Sean?
Not much, guys. At the Board of Aldermen meeting where they're working to quickly move forward with some of those bills addressing the unhoused crisis and trying to increase capacity, moving them quickly ahead through the process, I should say, is the most layman's way to explain it.
What are some of the more, I know we want to get to the sheriff, but anything pressing as far as those bills go that you're keeping an eye on?
The one of the biggest things that I'm curious about is just the city's capacity to house as many people during this winter as possible that might not be living in a, you know, even beyond the homeless and unhoused that have been in the city for an extended period of time at this point. But you look at the tornado struck area and how hard that was hit and how many people have tarps in place of roofs still right now that you can put a space heater in that home, but it's just going to go straight up and out. It's not really going to do much to heat the place. So I'm really curious about what kind of capacity the city has, even with all this money and all the money in the world, really, of how many people could you truly house with what you have right now? So that's some of the questions that I've got for some of the members of the Board of Aldermen and see what they have to say.
Yeah, and we also know that I think it was just last winter that the woman froze to death. I mean, just not too far from a building near City Hall.
Right on the side of City Hall, right in front of the Enterprise Center,
yeah.
Right at that little corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just so sad. And, you know, look at Sunday. The low is supposed to be 20 on Sunday. I mean, the cold weather will hit us fast.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's here. As early as this weekend, it's here. So the Board of Aldermen is working to act quickly. But, you know, again, it turns to what is the most capacity you can potentially provide, and will that be enough?
Yep. All right. So I ran into you in the parking garage yesterday, and as we were walking out, you brought up the sheriff and some new developments. Obviously, that directly affects my co-partner here, my partner here, Chris Ranji.
Emotionally.
Emotionally.
Well, this is, you know, this is... I've been on this for a long time, Sean.
So what, you said more has been levied against the sheriff?
And so there's a new count in the Quo Warranto to remove Sheriff Alfred Montgomery from office. This is from the Attorney General's office. And basically what the new count says is that the sheriff is failing in his duty as being the sheriff because since he's in jail right now, he cannot be the sheriff. So it's kind of a little weird flux situation where, again, you know, he's there indefinitely as it stands right now out on bond. Whether or not that's enough, because it's not like he's actually in prison at this point, it's just bond that has been revoked for him that has him locked up at the moment. We'll see that whether Judge Steve Omer, and we'll see from him soon, whether or not that is one of the counts that's able to stick against Alfred Montgomery. But, you know, alluding to it, saying soon, November 18th, that's when the trial is coming up. So, you know, it is crunch time at this point for Sheriff Montgomery and his team. They've got 10 days from tomorrow to get all their ducks in the row to defend their client, the sheriff of the city of St. Louis, from a permanent removal. Last time we saw Omer, it was the most open he was to removing the sheriff, and he didn't do it on a permanent basis like the Attorney General's office was hoping, but did at least temporarily remove him ahead of this trial. Something to keep in mind with it, though, the Attorney General's office has indicated that if this quo warranto fails, they would likely file a new quo warranto, specifically around the felony charges that were levied against him by the federal government for retaliating against witnesses. So even a victory for Sheriff Montgomery here might be a short-lived one before he finds himself back on the hot seat once again.
This is like Schrodinger's sheriff. He's like in jail. He's the sheriff. Yes. If he's out of jail, is he still not the sheriff, or is he the sheriff? So tell me, Sean, if you have any thoughts on this text I got from a friend yesterday, and she actually said, hey, if you're talking about the sheriff today, here's something. She served jury duty in the city back in February, and while she did not get picked for the jury, she was there all day. It was going on 6 p.m. when they got released, and there was no one to take us back to the parking garage where jurors park, reading her text. She said this was something the sheriff was supposed to handle. It was cold, it was dark, and it was a pretty decent walk to the garage. And she said, and I was not the oldest person making that walk in the dark at night when it was cold. It was pretty crazy. Is that one of the fallouts here of the confusion around the sheriff's office, that jurors aren't necessarily being watched over?
That was the first time I had heard something like that. And this is an incident going back to February.
Yes.
So I don't know if that's something that's continuing. I don't know if that's kind of just been the practice always, that they've never really escorted people at the end of the day to and from the parking garage, so I can't really speak to the, I would need more context around that and seeing if that's something that's still continuing at this point. But, you know, it's just another footnote where people have been disappointed throughout the tenure of Sheriff Alfred Montgomery so far. You know, you look at that and that's something that's more directly impacting the people. But, you know, when we talk about the spending that they've done, you know, people are upset about that. All the drama that's surrounding a position that doesn't have a ton of weight or importance at the end of the day. Not that it's important, it isn't important keeping the courthouse safe, but that is the job at the end of the day. It's not like this is a high level politician in the city of St. Louis that is having all these problems. It's something that should really just be running itself at the end of the day.
So what's going to happen to my guy next, Sean? Kind of worried.
Well, unless there is an appeal being heard for the bond being revoked, the sheriff will remain in jail until November 18th, where he will appear at his trial, his attorneys have said. He will be there in person, and that could be, as I said, if he doesn't get his bond revoked, that could be the first time we get a look at the sheriff for the first time since being jailed weeks ago, and could be the last time we see him as the sheriff for the city of St. Louis, because depending on how that hearing goes, I don't know if Judge Omer would make a decision from the bench that day. He might take some time to think it over, but he could very easily walk out of that court hearing no longer as the sheriff of the city of St. Louis, just civilian private citizen Alfred Montgomery, but then return to jail to continue to wait until his criminal trial, whenever that gets scheduled, because again, that's still not scheduled at this point.
Well, wild stuff, Sean. We appreciate your reporting as always. Thank you for jumping on with us, and let us know if you get more information about the thing you're covering today, because we'd like to know more about it.
Yes,
awesome.
Will do.
Cool, Sean Malone. He's the best.
City Hall. We did get a texter, Ronj, from a 314 said,
oh, no.
Can we get a few of these aldermen and alderwomen to take some of the Rams money? The Rams settlement money
and stick
use it to release Sheriff Alfred Montgomery.
That is not the worst idea we've heard.
No, because were we talking about with the Rams money? We thought about building a second arch that's slightly smaller, fits inside the original arch.
I don't know. The more I think about that, it seems redundant.
But it's smaller. It's different.
It is smaller.
And then every time we have money, a surplus, maybe a financial boon, we build a smaller arch.
Whose idea was it to build a smaller arch? Was that yours, or do we have a texter who said that?
Sure. I'm not sure.
I got to tell you, because a smaller arch, just using all of that, all those millions of dollars, not helping the community at all. We just build a second arch.
What do you mean not helping the community? The arch literally brings in tourist money. Smaller arch could bring in more. See, it's forward thinking.
How about a second equally sized arch directly next to the current arch?
Looks like a McDonald's.
And then we get McDonald's to sponsor.
What about the city limits on the western city limits? This arch is the eastern city limit. We put this on the western city limit, so the city is bookended by arches.
By the arch.
Yeah.
So it would be we have the gateway to the west.
Uh-huh.
All right. And that's what our arch is. What would the second one be called? It's not the gateway to the east.
Could be.
Because people weren't moving east from the west. They were going west. So I don't know what you call it.
Well, no, but
you need
now
to come
going
up with a better name.
Yeah. Well, at any rate, I do like the smaller arch idea.
314-436-7900. Feel free to join the show today. You can also, on the Odyssey app, leave us voice messages. And guess what? Gas House Gang at 12 o'clock. We've got Mike Claiborne, Matt Pauly, and me. Our guest today at 12:30 will be Silver Slugger Alec Burleson.
That's awesome. 314-436-7900. We want to hear from you. One texter thinks we're off-putting.
Off-putting?
Yeah.
I have not had pudding in a long time.
Well,
they are correct.
If you think we're off-putting, if you don't think we're off-putting.
Oh, the texter says that we are callous and flippant.
It was about the monkeys. You said you were going to drop kick a monkey. That's rude.
I did not. A texter said that. So this person, you can take it up with your fellow listener. It's not our fault. It is KMOX, though.
Now, did you see this with Chris and Amy?
Well, Ronj, I got rid of Facebook. It's been over a year now. that I just don't have Facebook. Meta, the parent company of Facebook, projected that 10% of its revenue last year, about $16 billion, would come from ads for scams and banned products. So duplicitous investment schemes, ads for illegal online casinos, and all outlawed medical products are all part of this influx of ad revenue that Meta is getting. This is from Reuters. So Meta estimated that its users see 15 billion scam ads every day. The company only bans advertisers if its automated systems are at least 95% sure they're scammers. So if Meta is less sure, but still suspicious, it allows the ads, but it charges higher rates.
Okay.
So the scammy ads, which can, I guess, they can afford the rates, if they're not sure 100% that this is a scam ad, they go, okay, well, you just pay a higher rate. So 10% of Meta's ad revenue, billions of dollars, is from like scams ripping people off and stealing their identity.
So they're clearly not doing a very good job of weeding these out.
No, so and for what it's worth, this was not publicly released.
Of course.
This was an internal company document that Reuters was able to get.
Oh, well, that's
which also, again, journalism, I mean, we would not know this. That's insane.
See, that is exactly right. You think Meta was going to report that? You think Instagram's going to report that to you? We were just having the conversation about having real, actual independent journalism in this country and not TikTokers and not people on Instagram who are trying to make a name for themselves. We're talking about people who do actual journalism. And this is the kind of stuff you wouldn't know without it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Otherwise, what you get is conspiracy theories and nonsense.
It's maddening. I mean, you're getting people ripped off. And a lot of times it is older people. It is. Who get their identity stolen, who send money, who don't realize what's happening. Anyway, frustrating. I am so not a fan of Meta.
Honestly, Amy, neither am I. But did you see this? That according to the, and I think this is super interesting, and I think you will find it interesting as well.
Okay. Well, I hope so, because life is too short for boring radio.
The Corpus of Historical American English is a database that measures word usage over time.
Uh-oh.
The use of the word honestly, so when people say, honestly, here's what I think about this. Honestly, this is that thing.
Apparently, I've never been on radio before.
It has skyrocketed in the last 25 years, where people are using it at a level that has never been seen before. Yes, it is. And here's what it is. The assumption is that it is a signifier of online authenticity. So when you're online and you create a post and you say, honestly, this is the best thing I've ever had before. The reason that people are doing it, at least this is the thought right now, is that phrases like, to be honest, not going to lie, if I'm being honest, let's be honest, they're all figurative phrases that have become part of speech because everything around us is so confusing and we're not exactly sure what is true or what is not. And that sentiment has grown in the last 25 years.
Okay, I'm trying to think of how, because I agree, people use honestly, to be honest, a lot. Has it turned into the way people use literally, that when they say literally, they actually mean figuratively? Like, I could literally eat a horse. No, you couldn't. You literally could not eat a horse. Figuratively, you could.
Yes.
So, do you say honestly?
I think sometimes I'll say to be honest. I never say not gonna lie. I don't like that one, so I just don't use it.
I think I use that. Because I have a friend who...
You do. You said it the other day.
Yeah,
I noticed
he goes like, he's like, okay, good. I don't want you to lie.
Yeah, yep, there you go.
Every time. Okay, good. I don't want you to lie.
I'm not going
to
lie.
And I'm not a liar. That's what's so wild. I'm not going to lie.
I'm not going to lie. This hamburger is good.
Yeah, like, why would you lie?
Yes, that doesn't make any sense, but people do that. So I don't know if it's that. Also, another theory or a hypothesis is that the word honest is just a crutch. That
it
you're
is.
Using the word honestly like some people used to use the word frankly.
Frankly.
I don't give a damn. Right. So 25% in the last 25 years, the usage of the word honestly has increased.
Trump uses quite frankly. Quite frankly.
He does. He truth socials it a lot, too.
Quite frankly.
Yes. And recently, he's been using thank you for your attention to this matter, which I don't know where that's coming from.
All of a sudden started. I love ending texts and comments with thank you for your attention to this matter in all caps.
Yeah,
I do that a lot now. I love it. I picked it up. I picked it up from the old prez.
Amy, I know that you and I are afraid of falling into a sinkhole, but what about just falling into a regular hole?
Oh, falling into holes scares me. Like whether it's a crevice or a crevasse. So a crevasse is a big crevice.
A crevasse is a pretty big crevice. A 27-year-old man fell down a deep hole on a construction site in Lincoln Heights, Los Angeles, after he stole a car and then led police on a chase. Now, he got out of the car.
Karma.
And he started running away from them, and this happened at night. He went through a construction site and fell down a hole and is now in critical condition. It was a 30-foot hole.
Oh, that's a big hole.
Yes, it is. So, I typically do not run through construction sites, and I have stopped running from the cops.
And you don't really run at all.
Well, yes. But I do know this. I am terrified of these holes, and I am terrified of, like, street grates. You know, when you're walking over.
Do you ever force yourself to walk on them to conquer a fear?
Well, no, but if I am walking on them, my anxiety ticks up just 100%. A little bit. Just 100%. A little bit. It's not like uh-oh, I'm going to die.
Because you know what a grate is covering?
A hole.
That's right.
A giant hole.
A big hole.
I'm afraid of falling through it and breaking both of my legs.
It got that name? Is everyone kept falling in this hole, so they finally put this cover over it, and they're like, wow, this is great.
Okay.
We're not falling into holes anymore.
You know what's coming up? It's my favorite part of the week. It's the No Prize Pick'em Challenge.
I love
it so much.
Love it.
Football is happening this weekend. Sunday, we've got a slate of NFL great matchups to come, and you know what? Josh Schertz is our celebrity picker, the coach for SLU basketball, and he will go up against Amy Marks Kors, me, and Ricky. Listener Ricky won again. Will he win for a third time? We'll find out next on KMOX.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.